This is Akashvani, the news read by Hage Ani. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said he deeply appreciates and fully reciprocates US President Donald Trump's sentiments and positive assessment of India-US ties. Responding to Mr. Trump's recent statements, the Prime Minister noted in a social media post that India and the US share a very positive and forward-looking, comprehensive global strategic partnership. Talking to the media in Washington last night, the U.S. president said that India and the United States have a special relationship and there is nothing to worry about the ties between the two countries. President Trump said Mr. Modi is a great prime minister and he will always be friends with him. In an earlier social media post, Mr. Trump had remarked that the U.S. had lost India to China. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today said that Prime Minister Narendra Modi attaches enormous importance to India's partnership with the United States. Talking to media about PM Modi's response to US President Donald Trump, Dr. Jaishankar said that Mr. Modi has always had a very good personal equation with President Trump. He added that India remains engaged with the United States. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said that India will continue purchasing Russian oil, stressing that decisions will be guided solely by national interest. In an interview to a TV channel, she said whether it is Russian oil or anything else, we will take a call based on what suits our needs in terms of rates and logistics. Ms. Sitharaman reiterated that the contribution of crude oil to India's import bill is the highest. The minister informed the government is working on measures to support exporters who are impacted by the 50% US tariffs. Ms. Sitharaman said that the new GST regime will improve consumption by citizens and it will not impact capital expenditure. She said 99% of all the goods and services are now either in the 0, 5 or 18% bracket. The goods and services tax reforms launched by the government are all set to reduce tax rates on a range of daily use items of consumers from September 22. The GST Council has simplified the indirect tax system and a two-tier structure of 5% and 18% from a four-tier structure of 5%, 12%, 18% and 28%. The GST rate reduction and rationalization with a focus on the common man will reshape how consumers and businesses will pay tax from September 22. From medicines and milk to cars, soaps and even IPL tickets, the GST Council's latest rate rationalization is expected to ease the tax burden on consumers significantly. Today, we look at the reforms undertaken for dairy products.
The GST Council approved the exemption of several dairy products from the taxes. Items like paneer, chhena, and ultra-high temperature milk, which attracted a 5% GST rate, are now tax-free. This will ensure availability of these products at affordable rates. Furthermore, dairy oils including butter, ghee, and cheese, holding a 12% GST previously, have been slashed down to 5% now. Similarly, milk cans of iron, steel, and aluminium have also been reduced to 5% from 12%. Meanwhile, the GST on plant-based milk beverages is also cut down from 18% to 5%, offering relief to consumers on healthier dairy alternatives. Talking to media, Managing Director of Gujarat Cooperative Milk Marketing Federation, Jayan Mehta, lauded the decision as a great news for producers and consumers. He said, lower taxes will boost consumption and provide producers access to a larger and continuous market. With Rohan, Dristi Punyani, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw has said that the Prime Minister has given significant relief and a valuable gift to middle-class families with next-generation GST reforms. Briefing the media in New Delhi today, Mr. Vaishnaw said the GST reforms are expected to add around 20 lakh crore rupees to the nation's GDP, significantly boosting the country's economy. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit the flood-affected states to review the situation as several parts of northern India, including Jammu and Kashmir and Punjab, have been severely impacted by incessant rainfall, triggering landslides and flash floods. Meanwhile, the impact of the monsoon continues to be felt in Himachal Pradesh as intermittent rainfall and landslides are disrupting traffic at many locations. In the apple-producing regions of Shimla, Kullu and Mandi, road closures have severely affected the transportation of apples to markets. In Punjab, the flood situation is gradually coming under control. The Met Department has not predicted heavy rain in the coming 2 days. Though the controlled release of water from Bhakra and Pong dams is still a matter of concern, the Bhakra Bias Management Board chairman has assured no further danger from extreme release of water. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.